The Los Angeles Police Department's Major Crimes Division is the setting for one of cable TV's top-rated shows. For 5 years, the closer has been Brenda Lee Johnson. She's the division head, a dainty southerner who closes nearly every case. Johnson drips honey, or venom, as an interrogation warns.
Now, you can continue to lie about what happened between you and Catherine Landers, and I'll have you prosecuted for selling children. Or you can be a cooperating witness and tell me why Catherine Landis really came to see you.
The Closer's sixth season begins tonight, and NPR's Netta Ulaby visited the show's brand new set.
Can I get a try bell, please?
The Closer's cast and production team are hard at work in their new homicide HQ, with murder boards and evidence files scattered across desks. Everything looks really clean and freshly purchased.
The LAPD, in reality, moved to a brand new building, so that's why we wanted to mirror that.
Producer Andy Sachs admits not many people know what the inside of the LAPD homicide unit actually looks like. But a new set is like a facelift for an aging show, says actor John Tenney.
No, it's not the rundown, beat-up set that we had before. In the first episode this season, it becomes a character.
A character that gives nothing but trouble.
Look, this place may be state-of-the-art, but it wasn't designed by anyone who understands interrogation. I'm the resident expert here on making people talk.
Don't see much proof of that lately.
Completely unfair.
The tightly wound deputy chief, Brenda Lee Johnson, is played by 44-year-old Kira Sedgwick, now also the Closer's executive producer.
It means I get to be more controlling and not have to apologize for it, which is kind of great because that's Brenda. I mean, she's got a lot of power, but she doesn't apologize for it. And I think as women, you know, sometimes we apologize for our power.
Here's something that drives me crazy.
Creator James Duff is also interested in gendered power dynamics.
I play cards with women often, and especially like with my mother, and they win. They apologize to me. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, as if they shouldn't be happy that they beat the crap out of me.
Brenda rarely apologizes. When she does, it's strategic.
I think an apology might be in order.
I am sorry.
She manipulates assumptions about her fluffy, blonde, southern belle affect.
I can barely believe you're an officer of the law.
Mr. Andrews, I insist you listen to me and wait a second, because we are trying to figure out how your second wife ended up at the bottom of the harbor with your daughter tied to her waist, and it is your duty to help us.
TV critic Eric Deggans is a fan of The Closer and the wave of strong dramas starring women over 35 that followed its success.
You know, Jada Pinkett Smith has a series, and Holly Hunter has a series, and Laura Linney, and Toni Collette. We've had a lot of great series follow from that.
For her part, Kira Sedgwick credits the show Prime Suspect and even the campy 1970s policewoman for paving the way for The Closer. She also credits her husband of over two decades, actor Kevin Bacon, for persuading her to take it.
You know, I said to Kev, you know, I really like it, but I can't do it. And he said, why can't you do it? And I said, well, because of the kids, and it's just not going to work out. He said, well, I think you should do it, and I'll be home with the kids. And not only do I think you can do it, but I think you should do it.
Paying attention to the nuances of families may be the secret to The Closer's success. Show creator James Duff started by writing plays about families, some of which made it to Broadway.
If you write family drama long enough, you will eventually be drawn inexorably towards murder. I think you can look over many Thanksgiving dinners, and afterwards you will be viewing a crime scene, even if no one's died.
Maybe family dramas are a logical first step, says Duff, to a cable TV police show where a woman has the last word. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
All right, if you're hooked and you'd like a sneak peek of the new season of The Closer, we've got a few scenes for you at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.